Thank you for using this Soul Care Research product. We do hope it helps you. Before we begin, we'd like to mention that this product has been developed for your private use, not within a group setting, nor as a substitute for meeting with your Christian counselor. Products received from anywhere other than a Soul Care Research licensed counselor are illegal copies. This is considered stealing and illegal by the laws of man and unjust by the laws of God, as stated in the Sixth Commandment found in Exodus chapter 20, "You shall not steal." Stealing this product harms our financial means to take care of our families and our ability to give to the work of God. Please don't do it. Thank you. Your session uses our FaithWorks method of personal encounter with God. We call it PRAY. The word PRAY is an acronym for some of the sections that follow. P represents praise, R represents review, A represents ask, and Y represents yield. This portion of your encounter is then followed by a period of meditation and renewal. You'll be guided step by step throughout the entire time. You'll receive the best experience by remaining calm, in a comfortable position, undistracted, and breathing deeply. This will help you to rest well and arise refreshed. Now relax and be renewed in your experience with God. Part 1. Praise. The Bible teaches us that God is all-sufficient. He is omnipotent, all-powerful, omniscient, all-knowing, and omnipresent, everywhere at once. Simply put, God does not need anything. That includes our praise to Him. He doesn't tell us to offer praise because He needs it. He tells us to offer praise because praise refocuses us on Him, and He knows that is what we really need. Praise transforms us. Psalm 150, as well as many other places in the Bible, tell us to praise God, not only because He is worthy of all praise, but also because it is an act of submission to Him, and it helps us remember that He is able to meet our every need. The following is one way that you might praise Him while you are yet still in the midst of your difficulties. Following that, you'll have the opportunity to offer praise to God in your own words. God, what they did to me, it's not right. I have no desire to forgive them. I'm just being honest. In fact, what I want is for them to pay for what they did to me. It hurts, God. Yet, you expect me to forgive? How? Why should I? I didn't expect an answer. But what is suddenly in my mind is that I ought to praise you right now, because you have forgiven me. Ah, Lord, you're right. Of course you're right, you're God. I must forgive because you forgive. You forgive me. God, I praise you for showing me this truth. I praise you for forgiving me, and I praise you because you're going to help me to do your will. You will help me to forgive like you. Amen. Now, as the music continues, in your own words, offer praise to God. If you finish before the background music completes, simply remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to the next step of our encounter. you should begin offering praise to God now. Review. Because we can deceive ourselves, deny our part in wrongdoing, or even forget our offenses to God, we need to submit to the Holy Spirit's examination of our own soul. David in Psalm 139 asked the Lord to search his heart, and John 16 tells us that the Holy Spirit will guide us to truth. The following is an example of how you might ask Him to guide you in the review of your thoughts, words, and actions. Afterward, you'll have a chance to ask the Holy Spirit yourself.
Holy Spirit, search me and help me review my thoughts and my words and deeds. I know your word teaches that I must forgive, but this is very hard, Lord. You know what they did. You know how this has hurt me, Lord. I don't know if I want to forgive. I know that unforgiveness is really bitterness, anger, fear, resentment, hostility, even hatred. And you have said that we are not to be this way. In the times I have wronged others, wronged you, yet you have forgiven me. Lord, please help me. Help me to repent of unforgiveness. Help me to put away a desire to hurt them, to get revenge. I've already admitted it. This is hard, and I'm not so sure I want to repent and forgive. But I know it's what you want. I know repentance and forgiveness is what you command. I know it's even necessary for my own well-being. All right then, Lord. I repent. I forgive.
For the next few moments, the music will continue, and you should ask the Holy Spirit to search you. If He brings any sin to mind, then offer Him repentance, and do accept that the Lord has forgiven you. If you finish before the background music is over, continue to rest. You should ask the Holy Spirit to search you now. 3. Ask. It is right to ask God for the help you need. Matthew 21 and Luke 11 are just a couple of the multiple instances when Jesus himself encouraged us to ask as we have need. And in John chapter 17, Jesus prayed for his own disciples, asking his Father to help them. Remember that many of us, as imperfect parents, do our best to take care of our children. But the Lord is a perfect parent. He knows exactly all your needs and is the only one able to completely meet every need you will ever have. Here is just one way of asking God for his help, and in just a moment, you'll have the opportunity to ask him in your own words.
Jesus, as you walked on this planet with mankind, you never did a thing wrong. You never sinned. All that you said and did was for our good. You taught the truth. You healed the ill. You gave eyesight to the blind. You said and did good for us. And finally, you gave your earthly life for us. You died for me. My sins should have condemned me, but you took my place. And as soldiers and mockers and hateful people gathered around you on that cross, as you were dying, your response to their hatred and their torture was, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing." Oh Lord, how can I hold unforgiveness in my heart when you have forgiven me? Lord, please help me to not again allow unforgiveness to take hold of my heart. I understand now that forgiving is not weakness. It's not condoning the sins of others, of what they have done to me. Father, please use this time now to help me grow in you. Help me to be like you, Jesus. Yes, I understand. To be like you, Jesus, I must forgive. Then, Lord, I pray now for those who have hurt me. I ask that you forgive them. Help them to give themselves to you completely. Preserve them, Father, as you draw them to Jesus. And I forgive them. Amen.
As the music continues, ask the Lord for his help. And know that he enjoys taking care of you. If you finish before the background music completes, remain relaxed. In a few moments, we will continue to our next step. You should begin now by asking God for his help with your needs. Part 4, Yield. This is your opportunity to yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. Psalms 95 and 107 are just two of many portions of the Bible where we are told to give thanks to our God. Proverbs chapter 3 teaches us to trust Him with all our heart, and John chapter 14 tells us that if we love the Lord, we will be obedient to Him. Here is a prayer of gratitude, trust, and obedience. After that, you'll have the chance to do this yourself.
Lord, even though I may be tempted to not forgive at times, I know it is wrong. So I have determined to forgive. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for reminding me and leading me to forgive. And thank you, Lord, for the freedom and peace that you will establish in my soul when I forgive. Though it may be frightening to forgive, I put my trust in you. I will obey your word, O Lord. I will obey your example, Jesus. When you pled with the Father to forgive those who hated and hurt you, I will follow your example. Thank you, Jesus, for setting the example of love and compassion overpowering unforgiveness. Amen.
For the next few minutes, yield to the Lord your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. If you are done before the music finishes, remain relaxed. In a little while, we will begin the meditation portion of our encounter with God.
Part 5, Meditation. In a moment, we will repeat portions of Scripture to allow you time to listen, meditate, and absorb the comfort of God's Word. This will also help you to remember God's thoughts about your particular area of struggle. In an effort to help the greatest number of people in a general listening audience, this reading is a paraphrased blend of 7 respected translations and 2 accepted paraphrases of the Holy Bible. Now relax again and let the Word of God strengthen you. The passages are Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, Colossians chapter 3, verse 13, Psalm 103, verse 12, and 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. Be kind, sensitive, tender-hearted, and compassionate to one another, and forgive one another like God did through our Lord Jesus Christ. Be gentle and tolerant. Make room for one another's faults and don't hold grudges. Forgive anybody who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others as well. He has taken away from us our sins, as far away as the east is from the west, from the sunrise to the sunset. That's how far He has removed our sins. And if we confess our sins to Him, He will do what He said. He will forgive us and purify us from all the wrong we have done. Part 6. Renewal. During this time you have praised, reviewed, and repented if necessary. You've asked and you have yielded to God your thanksgiving, trust, and obedience. And you have meditated on Scripture as well. All of the things you have done are commands God has given us in Scripture. He doesn't command us because He somehow enjoys giving orders. He gives these commands out of His love for us, because He knows that when we follow His commands, it results in our own good. And He does want good for you. You should take some encouragement now that in this time you have been faithful and obedient to the Lord. Also, we'd like to suggest that you memorize one of the portions of Scripture used in this session, or another verse you find helpful for your particular area of difficulty. The music will continue now. It is similar to what you would hear as a soundtrack to a movie. So during this time, you may want to imagine yourself in a favorite scene from the Bible, such as when Jesus fed the 5,000, or when He welcomed the little children when they came to Him, or perhaps sitting at His feet on a hillside as He teaches the disciples. In addition, or as an alternative, you can use this time to express to God in your own way your love for Him. When you've finished, spend the remaining time by simply resting in the Lord's presence. And remember, Jesus said in Matthew 28:19, "I will be with you always." May the Lord bless you.